This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business Podcast. This is a very, very quick update on what's going on in the world economy, world business news, economic news today. What we see is really a sign of a mixed world environment. The first thing you see is deficits. The deficits of the United States hit a record amount in the end of the fiscal year, $3.1 trillion deficit. That's the highest number in literally 70 years as a percentage of gross domestic product. Depending on the political side of the aisle you're on, you blame one side or the other. The Democrat or progressive side blames it on Trump tax cuts. The conservative side or Republican side says we've really closed down a great economy, and that's really hurt tax receipts. So lockdowns and so forth have really harmed tax receipts, and that things would generally be okay if not for the closing down of the economy and so forth due to COVID. So that's sort of one point. But in any event, record deficits are a real problem. Second issue today, unemployment. Unemployment's down to 7.9%. Again, it had peaked up to about 15-16% during the peak of the pandemic, up to 22 million people out of work, back down to 11 million. 7.9% is still a lot, but not nearly as bad as we were at just a couple months ago, but not nearly as good as pre-pandemic levels, which had got down to 3 or 4%, which is virtually no unemployment. Third issue, Chinese GDP continues to grow. It grew at 4.9% this past quarter. That's a good sign overall for the world economy. Wasn't as fast a growth as they expected, but a good rebound. The fourth point we'll make today, and this is part of the mixed economy that we live in and the overinflated debt-driven economy, 6 million people, 6 million households either missed their rent or missed their mortgage payment this past month. That's a high number of historic numbers. It's not completely out of whack with historic numbers, but still is about 8%, 7-8% of households either missed their rent or missed their mortgages. Fifth, a piece of good news. Daimler, the car company that owns Mercedes, saw vehicle sales and profits significantly go up this last quarter. Not unexpected, but a very positive turn of events. Interestingly, vehicle sales really rose overseas and were a little bit flat to down in the United States. 6 points today, Morgan Stanley saw earnings go up to $2.7 billion, up 25% year over year. A lot of this has to do with the amount of credit foreclosures and defaults were not nearly as bad as anticipated, and the reserves aren't as bad. So most of the big banks had earnings rebound this third quarter and stay relatively okay. The seventh point we'll make today deals with private equity and Apollo, the set of funds owned by Apollo and operated by Apollo. Apollo's had a great rebound over the last quarter after a very challenging April, May, June. Interesting enough, Apollo's the original fund that was heavy into distressed investing, and it's made the decision with a $25 billion fund, which is still two-thirds uninvested, that's going to put the vast majority of that money into what they consider distressed investments. It's already invested some in oil and gas pipeline companies. It's also invested in Expedia. The reason why this is so telling for the market is Apollo's got about the biggest credit fund out there, and it's also the original sort of Grave Dancer type fund looking at distressed investments. I want to thank you today for listening to the Scott Becker Business Podcast. We hope this quick summary of what's going on in the business world and the economic world is helpful to people. Thank you very much.